Are you having a sleepy time tea?
I'm having a chamomile. I was going to have
That's
a beer.
That's not going to G you up. You're supposed to get G'd up for 2 hours of relentless, like, energetic podcasting.
After the dead space of last week, we were sounding more and more like Terry Wogan. Like...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of season 2 of the For Better, For Verse podcast. Just in case you don't know, which you should, because we're on episode 4 now, and who starts a podcast season in episode 4, am I right? But just in case you don't know, I'm Jen. I am a lazy Eurovision fan who just waits around until, you know, it's almost Eurovision, the day of Eurovision, for Trudy to tell me what's bopping this year, what's not bopping this year. So that's Trudy. And Trudy's going to tell you all about the 7 songs we're listening to today, give you some interesting facts. I'm going to let you explain our reliable, innovative and totally groundbreaking format, because I do it every bloody week.
So I did it last week, so I remember. We are deciding whether the song we're going to listen to is better or worse than the song we liked before. And at the moment, our number one song is still...
But you slow-mo.
It's Chanel from Spain.
How does it go?
Booty hypnotic, make you want more.
You want more.
Are you actually even liking these enough to listen to them outside of the podcast?
No, no.
Yeah, this is interesting, isn't it?
It's not my year, to be honest.
I think you've got too much going on and it can't be asked. And I don't blame you. But you know what's going to happen? On the night, you're going to love it.
I have got a bit on the plate at the moment. I've got a little bit going on. Yeah. And maybe not all of my attention in, you know, the month of March has been 100%. Directed at Eurovision, which is on me. I agree. Next season, you'll have Posh Girl number 3 in here. You'll have, I'm Kirsty.
Well,
welcome
been...
to For Better, For Verse.
Well, she's
sacked.
No, never, darling. You're irreplaceable. I'm actually pumped for today because these are bops.
So, where are we going first, Trudes? I'm so excited. Where the fuck are we going?
Okay, first up, we're going to your big bet for last year, Albania. And that was Ronella with Secret, Jennifer.
One Albanian woman's twilight fantasy. So we start off where she's picking up a hitchhiker, which, you know, isn't advisable as a woman on your own. For anyone listening and thinking that anything good will happen, don't do that. And then she slips into a fantasy where she's in medieval times and she's sort of shagging this bloke, this hitchhiking bloke. And then he gets killed. And then it really jumps a shark. And then she goes vampiric. And then at the end, we flash back to the hitchhike. So that's the plot, right? I'd love to have seen the mood board that's born this video.
I want vampires. I want twerking. I want... There's a bit where he was in a bath. And then I want silk sheets.
And I want her to have really long nails. And also, have we thought about hair that goes out at 90 degrees?
She is a legend. I absolutely loved that. It was bonkers and kind of sexy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but I was going to say, anyone else find that a bit horny? I mean, honestly, this is what the competition is about.
Exactly.
Albania is a classic Eurovision country, though.
Yes, their best result is 5th with Rona Nishlu.
That was their best result.
Yes. 2012.
Okay, but, you know, last year was good. And this year, I'll be opening up my Betfred app and being like, Fred, 20 quid, Albania to win.
It's a reliable bet for you. You reliably win nothing. If you keep betting on Albania, eventually they will win, surely. Because do you know what? If we haven't talked about the song once so far, I understand it's quite a lot watching it. We watch it on a little phone with headphones in, and it's a lot to take in. So the actual musicality of it is lost. But I actually think this might do okay, i.e. maybe top 10.
Fuck off.
Do you not think?
I was thinking this. No, I was thinking this was like a borderline qualifier. Like, don't get me wrong, I've got all my fingers crossed. But, you know, Albania loves a traditional instrument. It doesn't always work, does it? Like, I love it, you love it, but it doesn't always translate across Europe. We saw it last year. I don't know. And also, I'm a bit worried about the vocal, because it's a bit of, you know, it's a bit speaky. Do you know what I mean? So if you put it next to a song which has got a really impressive vocal, I'm not thinking like Lumix. thinking about Pia Maria.
Unconfirmed.
I was thinking more like Belgium. If you put him, and if he cracks out a really good vocal, which I think he might, next to her going, you're my secret, it might look a little bit amateur. That's just what I'm thinking.
She's a very seasoned professional, though. She's a very charismatic woman. She knows how to handle a man. We've seen it. Firsthand.
Well, I hate to say it, but the woman last year, seasoned professional, commanded the stage and was a really good vocalist. And that didn't do it, did it? And the staging was really cool.
But she made it to the final, which we weren't always sure about. Do you remember when we watched Albania last year and I was going on like, oh, it's a Balkan ballad, ooh, trap, little bits, and you were laughing at me. And then what did you end up putting your bet on?
Well, Albania.
I said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And then you did it. And I'm really looking forward to doing exactly the same after whatever semi this is in this year.
Don't do it, Jed. And I'm like, fuck it. Fuck it. Put 20 quid on.
Do you have to ask the question before we can move on? Slow-mo has become quite impenetrable. And I can understand why she does the splits and it's amazing. But do we think lovely Ranella, probably a bit of a legend, is better or worse than Chanel from Spain?
First, darling. First. Don't try and give that any kind of suspense.
We're moving on and we're off to the Caucasus, to a country whose best placing is ninth, and that is Georgia. Was Sikos Mikos, Lock Me In, or Circus Mercus, as we called it.
Thank you, Sikos Mikos, for telling us at the end of the song how to say Sikos Mikos, because we were really going Circus Mercus.
What did you think of that?
Oh, it's nuts, wasn't it? But I mean, do you remember when TikTok with the man in the hamster wheel kept like hanging out on that boat with the experimental like prog rock Georgian band? This is a bit like that. Like Georgia, this is what I say about Georgia being classic Eurovision country. They may have a best placing of ninth, but they either enter songs of such indescribable beauty that they don't resonate with the normal person.
True.
2021. Or they enter these batshit entries, which I also enjoy.
I think this is great.
I mean, it sounds like the safety dance. And also, I think it sounds a little bit like Talking Heads. And both of those things I'm very, very into. It's a bit avant-garde, isn't it? You can't deny it. And I mean, the circus, for someone called Circus Mercus, doing just a circus theme video is not very inventive. But I'll let that slide, because the song is crazy. I said what I said.
On my research about Circus Mercus, I found that they were formed in Tbilisi by three local circus academy dropouts in the end of 2020.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So really, sikos mikos, it all makes sense now. The song, as you said, is a complete rip-off of loads of songs, but it's so fun. Do you think, actually think this could qualify though, or is everyone going to be like, this is too weird?
No, it's not going to qualify.
Oh no, I think you're right, but it was fun. I mean, the question, I mean, we've become so entrenched. Do we think?
Well, it's because you put the best song in the first episode. That's why we're entrenched. No, the format doesn't work if you do that. If you'd put Circus Mercus in the first episode, they'd be on now.
I think I still would have had the Netherlands.
Oh, God, well, no, yeah,
you would have had Brooke, that's rich. You would have been entrenched on Ireland for 3 weeks. It would have been quite embarrassing.
I actually love That's Rich. Like, that is the one that I have been slightly listening to.
Right. Okay. Asking the question, even though I know the answer, is Georgia better or worse than Spain? It is
worse.
Okay, let's go.
Where are we going next?
We are going to the first of our two Scandinavian countries now, and it's Denmark. That was Ready and the Show for Denmark. Jennifer, watching you was a journey of two people, I thought. Please discuss.
Well, I love that. I just love that. So basically, I was a bit depressed at the beginning because I thought it was an old woman singing a ballad. Sorry. About like not fitting in. And I was going to make this big spiel. I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, why do Eurovision always enter these songs about like, I'm a freak, I don't fit in. Just because everyone watches it, they assume it's a lame freak. Like, I'm always a bit offended by that. Like, oh yeah, the audience are really going to resonate with this because nobody would watch this obsessively unless they were just like a freak and had no mates. Anyway, I was about to launch into like a big spiel about that. Then halfway through, it just pops off, doesn't it? I mean, we were talking about some classic bands, some of my favourite bands of all time. I thought, you know, Shades of the Raincoats. Shades of Letters to Cleo. Shades of Rilo Kiley. I actually love Rilo Kiley.
I mean, as I said at the time, when we were talking about that, I just named bands that were mentioned in 10 Things I Hate About You that Julia Stiles liked in the 90s.
And so did I, actually.
We've got a deep knowledge.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of love a lady rocker. Don't you? I mean, I'm like, you go, girl. And do you know what? I thought the drummer was good. And I also thought the guitarist was good. But you could correct me. You know much more about this than I do.
Well, I was really impressed because they were all playing live, I think. For Dance Melody Grand Prix, they have a live orchestra and a live band. So all the music is live. And those drums were mic'd. So I assume the band was actually playing, which it sounded really good. Like the guitar solo was sick. I mean, the drummer's earrings kept bashing her in the face. I was a bit worried about that. She's going to lose an eye.
She was really going for it though, wasn't she?
She's actually been in Eurovision before. The drummer. She drummed for this terrible, terrible Danish entry. Do you know which one?
No, I thought you were going to say she was one of Joe and Drake's two drummers.
What, yeah, the BBC got her in.
Josh and Joe, what are they called? I can never remember.
But this is bopping. She can really play. It was great. I also appreciated when it got going. This is not my kind of thing at all, but I'm just delighted to have a little dance and a bit of fun. I think everyone on the Saturday night, or if they make it through to the Saturday night, whatever, Tuesday or Thursday night, will feel the same.
I think this is going through.
In a year of ballads, I don't think we're going to lose anything that's actually fun.
I agree. I think it's going to be a bit of light relief against the complete dirge fest we've had so far. It's either been a dirge fest or it's been shit.
That's why I think Georgia is going to go through in Albania. I just think this is fun and this is great. And those girls would look great fun and like they're going to have a great time. And but that's a song. It is rubbish.
Yeah, I like the melody and the rocky edge, but I dislike the sentiment.
Yeah. And that piano bit goes on for a bit long.
She does sort of plod away at the sort of ballady bit for a good minute and a half. And they've only got 3 minutes. And it's a shame to me that the second bit, which is great, is so disproportionately small. I liked the fact that I was surprised, but I could have been surprised a lot earlier.
Yeah. I'm going to ask the question because it's a classic now. Is Denmark better or worse than Slow-Mo from Spain?
3, 2, 1.
Worst. It's plug time. Thank you so much, everyone who gets in touch, especially those who like Brooks. It That's Rich. We really appreciate it.
Trudy, that's no one. No one likes it except me.
That's just you and me at the minute.
Rich, ironically, is Rich.
Yeah. So please get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram at For Better Verse. Yeah, just keep doing it. And just remember, no spoilers for Jen because she still hasn't heard them all. And at this rate, I don't think she wants to hear them all.
Well, no, I don't actually. Well, no, to be fair, you're right. It's really picking up this episode.
Next up, we have a mate of the Norwegian pop star, Sigrid. And she's singing for Greece. Take my heart and rip it out, or take my heart. And that was Amanda Tenfjord, Die Together. Jennifer, what do you think of Greece?
Now, why do they call her the Sofa King, Trudes?
Why?
Because she's Sofa King good.
Great.
You get it? Yeah. Irrelevant sofa based puns aside, the quality was really there in that, wasn't it? That was really good. That was like, I was like, why are you entering this in Eurovision? <I'm> sorry. I was listening to it and going, oh, when we're finished recording, I'm going to listen to that again. And that's the first time this year I've had that feeling. Loved it. I thought it was brilliant. The quality was really there. The production was lovely. I like the use of a vocoder that they used to make that effect. I like the use of the vocoder. I think she's great. She's really young, isn't she? And clearly, well, she seems to have a really nice voice. She's got a nice sort of tone to her voice. The production quality is there. The video was very slick. She was dressed very trendy. I thought the song was sparse and beautiful and built in a really nice way. It had a different middle eight. It had a new musical idea in the middle eight. It had a delayed drum drop at the end. Loved it. I thought that was absolutely brilliant. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. But it was absolutely great. I don't know what else I can say.
I actually can't believe it. I think I could cry. I feel like I've been waiting 3 weeks.
Don't you think it's good though?
I do. It's an interesting one because it, to me, the production is slightly dated in the sense that it sounds like a sort of Sia chandelier, that big crash sort of thing. But this could be a really, really beautiful moment. And I think when you're listening to it against other things that aren't produced very well, it really, really stands out. So Greece last year had a lass who was actually from Holland or Dutch representing them. And this year they've gone again and they've got a Norwegian girl, although she is half Greek, half Norwegian. She's grown up in Norway.
So Greece.
I know. We noticed they put in a little doo-doo-doo, like some sort of judicial instrument, just as a little filler, which I quite like, but it's a bit unnecessary.
And Greece have had someone else, not from Greece.
And his name
Where
is...
Was he from, Trudy? Where was he from?
The streets of Hackney.
He was from the streets of Hackney.
This, I think, is so much better than last year.
Last year, I thought was rubbish. Yeah, was rubbish. They did that terrible stage. Do you remember that terrible green screen staging?
Oh,
and
my
funny, God. In the rehearsal, cut her in half. It was so funny, because it was so shit. And actually, I seem to remember we had a long discussion about how we thought the production on that was really shit. So yes. This is a huge improvement on last year. For sure. It does not even anywhere near last year. It's not in this. Having said that, last year it did come 10, didn't it?
Still livid about that.
I mean, unbelievable, ridiculous.
Well, how are they going to fuck up the staging with this then?
But this is what I was about to say, because the problem I've got, my concern with this is that it sounds lovely on recorded track, but can we make sure that those, and I think Tix had this slightly as well, where we slightly lost some of the production bells and whistles in the live version, although he it still sounded good to me, but you know, the recorded version was something else. Are we going to have the same sort of problem here? I mean, are they going to mess the sound up is my worry.
And the vocoder is quite a hard one, because either she sings along to an already pre-recorded vocoder, or they put an effect on the mic. Now, famously, they have had a vocoder before that was an effect on the mic, and it was Fly on the Wings of Love, which won for Denmark. Fly on the wings. You know, like they put that Cher Believe auto-tune on it. Otherwise, we've had vocoders that have been pre-recorded. And weirdly, Norway was actually the first country to really fight to have vocal changes and vocalizations being part of the backing track, because before they always had to be live. But obviously that's out the window now, because everyone just has pre-recorded BVs. I think they can, as long as they make her look good and she's singing down the lens, there is no reason why this couldn't do very, very well.
How are they going to make her look bad? Like, she looks amazing. And she was just wearing a little fleece.
I'm going to ask the question. For the first time, there might be a little bit of suspense. Is Greece, Die Together, better or worse than Spain, Slow Mo?
I would like you to go first.
I feel like I've got swept up in a moment. I think I'm going to say this is better than Slow Mo, actually, as a song.
Sorry, that was a horrible noise. Pterodactyl noise. I can't believe you said better. I didn't think you were going to go better. What do you think I think?
I think you're desperate for change.
You'd be right. I'm going better.
Yeah, we've done it. Sorry, Chanel, you're off.
I'm actually so excited about this. I'm so, so excited. I really feel like I've got my Eurovision vigor back after last week.
No, this is what we needed. We needed just a little bit of something classy and a moment to get us back into the thing that we love.
We just needed a bit of quality, because the quality's not been there, has it? It's not. And like, don't get me wrong, I love That's Rich and stuff like that, and these like slight, and the Georgia, like these slightly jokey ones. But if you haven't got the quality in there, it all just feels a bit meaningless. And I'm so pleased that Greece has stolen someone who is clearly Norwegian and entered them on their behalf.
Fantastic work by the national broadcaster, I think we can all agree. Well, we're delighted to say that Greece, Die Together is our new leader. Oh, it's been a lot.
Woo!
But now we're to my favourite Eurovision nation of all time.
No, but I know this is going to be shit, because that's how you do the sequencing. So now we're in a dirge, aren't we, for like the next 5 songs.
Well, we're off to Bulgaria.
Love Bulgaria!
was Intelligent Music Project Intention for Bulgaria.
Well, that was a bit of a crash to earth, wasn't it? it had a bit of, you know, come on, feel the noise about it, didn't it? Who's that Slade?
This is our second Slade reference of the podcast this year. And I don't like it.
Also, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong and I'm just hearing things, but I feel like I'm about to reference one of your least favourite songs of all time. And by way of a hint, it's not Mac the Knife. It's the other one. Don't you think it's a little bit whiskey in the jar?
How did you? Oh, I can't tell you how disappointed I am. Bulgaria are so good. What is this shit that they have sent and why? Did they lose a bet? Is one of them married to somebody at the delegation? Is this a big band? Well, I think this actually might be a big band. They've been together for years and years and years, but also there's no excuse. This is an absolute disaster. This was the first song selected this year, and there have been constant jokes that they've been trying to replace the song since it was released because everyone says how shit it is and they're not wrong. And the Bulgarian broadcaster have stayed firm and said no. Weirdly, the drummer has actually gone to Eurovision before. He came fifth in 2007. I think it was called Water, and it's like a percussive thing with a bit, and it was quite good. But I really don't think he's going to be repeating that again.
Which drummer?
I think it was the one on Zoom.
Right.
What a come down. And I'm so, this isn't qualifying. This isn't going anywhere. I know we said anything that's not a ballad is now going to qualify, but that's out the window with this.
I would like to agree with you, but I do think we should heed the message of Portugal last year, which, let's be honest, was a shit show and came eighth or something, didn't it?
Oh, God, I dread to think.
Yeah, and it had that crazy chick staging as well. Do you remember?
Groovy chick.
Groovy chick, that's, yeah. It was a shuffle, which we famously hate.
Well, this wasn't a shuffle. Bulgaria wasn't a shuffle, but it did do a lot of half time, as you said.
It was like double time, half time, double time, half time.
Oh, dear God.
I didn't really understand the messaging of the video either. I didn't get that. So, like, she's being controlled by a kid on a Xbox or something. And then she's being pursued by, like, someone in a mask. And then she starts pursuing them. And the person in the mask turns out to be her. Like, didn't get it. Don't know what that means.
I could barely watch it. I found the whole thing so abhorrent. I wanted to end it early. It's crimes against Bulgaria, really, after they've been so, so brilliant since Polyginova in 2016. And well, then this is what we get.
Polly's going to be, you know,
back next year.
Well, you'd hope.
I'm going to ask the question because it's the first time with our new leader. So do we think Die Together by lovely Amanda is better or worse than Intelligent Music Project Intention for Bulgaria?
It's so much better. I cannot believe I'm having to compare these two songs.
Yeah, Bulgaria is worse than like Greece by, I can't even.
Oh yeah, sorry, to be clear. I don't think Bulgaria is better. Just Greece is better, to be clear. It was that backwards.
Yeah, sorry, that was my fault. Well, there we are. RIP Bulgaria. It was nice knowing you when you were trendy. Now let's move on. We're going back to the Balkans again. And we're going round and around and around with North Macedonia. Circles. You don't want to test my limits, but something tells me you're not listening. Probably you're going crazy. It's all you've been doing lately. You don't want to test my limits. And And that was Andrea Circles for North Macedonia. Jennifer.
The world is upside down this year because Bulgaria was rubbish and North Macedonia was really good. Do you remember what North Macedonia put in last year?
Oh,
the
guy I do.
With the reflective vest.
Oh, don't. I felt so bad when we slated him so badly on the pod, and he was a really nice chap.
He was a nice man with the bad song.
Well, I like Andrea.
That was last year. This is 2022 and things are really picking up. This is great. I love this. This is just my kind of jam, actually. And I like, it's about heartbreak, which I quite like. And it's like angry girl music, you know. And I also quite like, did she do quite a clever vocal thing there? Probably not, actually. I was thinking that she kept repeating the melody in a circular way to represent circles. But I don't actually think if that's true. But, you know. Poetic. And I thought she was really cool, although I'm a bit concerned about her vocal because it didn't sound that good on recorded track. But I loved the song.
I think the melody of that verse is really, really good. It's very low. We made a little Jasmine Sullivan joke, which is probably not a lot of Jasmine Sullivan Eurovision crossovers. But those sort of, what's a low, is it canto? What's the low one? Alto.
No, alto. Alto. Low woman is alto.
But I really like that. Like, I thought it's a really good melody. And yeah, the chorus, I love it. It's a bit like, yeah, trappy, you know, and just, I mean, not really, but you know, it's just, it is our jams. Angry girl. Saying, leave me alone, why are you messing with me? She seems really cool. Yeah, the vocal might be an issue because it is low.
Yeah, and obviously, famously, women's low vote. As a flautist, we have the same problem. So low register on the flute, low register on women's voices, high instruments in general is very challenging. It's very difficult to get any kind of resonance, very difficult to get a good tone, very difficult to get the volume you need. So unless she's naturally low-voiced, which would be a bit tricky then for the chorus. Maybe she's got Mariah Carey range.
Well, I'm sure she does. And she was really giving good face for the video. Like, I was impressed with her, you know, emotiveness. So she can do that on the in the live performance, then we could be doing pretty well. North Macedonia aren't great stages of Eurovision songs, so
they did the reflective vest.
Do you think she's gonna borrow, is it Hovi Star from Israel, those gymnasts who are in the in the hula hoops?
Please no.
I can't think of a North Macedonian world stage song, or think of any North Macedonian songs that were good, really.
No,
but this one is now one of my faves, so well done, Andrea. Well, I'm going to ask the question then, is Andrea Circles for North Macedonia better or worse than Lovely Amanda for Greece?
I'm afraid it's versed for me, but it's definitely one of the better ones I've heard recently.
Yes, I would have to agree. It's not quite the same lush dynamics and Scandi production that we are partial to. Well, I am partial to.
However, the next time I have boyfriend problems, I may listen to it.
I'm just going to repeat the lyrics. You don't want to test my
I've got the feeling you ain't listening.
Yeah. You say I've been going crazy, but I've made up my mind already.
Trudy, what does that mean?
You're running in circles. And we're on to the last song of the pod. Lock up your grandmas because it's Norway. And before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana. Give that wolf. Give that wolf. That was Sam Wolfer. Give that wolf a banana for Norway.
I get the joke now. Yeah. Before that wolf eats your grandma, give that wolf a banana, which doesn't rhyme.
It's true.
Well, I mean, that's got viral energy all over it, doesn't it? Last year there wasn't really a song like this, I suppose, but like the grannies and the Poland butter churners, you know, and the gimmick act, which unfortunately was probably Shum.
No, wasn't it the Roop or Iceland?
No, I don't think they're not gimmicky enough. You know, they were a bit like cool. Not that Shum isn't cool. I don't want to trigger any kind of like reactive buttons to just like yelling at me.
I'm very protective of Shum.
I mean, I've been in that kind of situation in the pub a few times.
So you're telling me enjoy it?
No, I did enjoy it. But I can see already that it's going to be the one that everyone talks about. So it's going to just annoy me because all of like the people who don't watch the national selections don't, you know, watch the semis are going to be like, ha, 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 isn't it so funny? But it is a bit of a bop. So I'm going to try and not be so cynical about it.
Because that's exactly where I was falling. I don't like a joke entry. We don't like people who take the piss out of the contest, do we? Because we love it.
Exactly.
I don't think they're taking the piss.
You don't think they're taking the piss?
I think this might be a stroke of genius. Because it is a bop. Like the vocal is really nice. The song... it's quite fun. And I could get down to this a lot. It's well produced. I kind of feel like we're in on the joke. It's a really tricky one to describe this because like remember with Iceland the last few times, I really like had a big of a jarring. I wasn't feeling it because I felt like they were I wasn't part of the joke. Whereas with this, I feel like we're all part of the joke. Like the lyrics are coming up, the dance routine's pretty easy, you know. It's all about inclusive. And when they won, they had the final performance on the stage at NRK. And everybody did the dance. Like all the other contestants were on the stage with them and were doing the dance along with them and like could just pick it up. And there was, I wasn't really vibing it. But when I saw that, it's like, I kind of got it. I was like, oh, this is just like, everybody wants to have a dance and have fun. And then the DJ started, he was miming that they'd taken away the decks and he was just sort of standing there. Like, and then he started doing the dance duty. And there was something really charming about it. But yes, there is that worry, especially in the UK, this will be the one that they only talk about.
Yeah, and they'll use it as a sort of evidence that it's a bit, the competition's a bit of a joke. Do you know what I mean? I actually really do take your point about being in on the joke though, because that was also my problem with Iceland.
One other thing I think to mention about this is that it's tapped into that weird mass singer thing that everyone's obsessed with. Nobody knows who these guys are, but there have been some detectives. Would you like to hear who they think they are?
Go on.
There was these guys, I think you say it, Yves? Ooh, I don't know, who had the hit about the fox, What Does the Fox Say, that was apparently a hit a few years ago, and they're like a comedy duo and people think it could be them, but most likely it is a two separate artists that have come together for this. And it's, I think you say it, Gota Ormerson, who is like a singer in the Norwegian pop idol, and Ben Adams from A1.
You're joking. That's a joke.
One of them, I think it's Keith, is Ben Adams from A1.
That's not true. Who's come up with that idea?
The Norwegian press took it upon themselves to find out. You can't find out really. Like on Spotify, if you click on who wrote the songs, they just says Keith and Jim and DJ Astronaut. So you don't know who they are. Nobody is meant to know who they are, but they track the cars who are in the car park when they were doing the national.
Ben Adams's car was there.
And he does live in Norway.
Are you sure you're not talking about the Norwegian guy from A1?
Nope, because he was also in the national final selection and they tried to interview him to say, is Ben Adams one of Subwoofer? And he said, no comment.
No comment. But Ben Adams is about 53 now, isn't he?
And if you listen to it, you can hear that it's Ben Adams. If you listen, it's not the first guy singing, the second guy. It sounds like Ben Adams.
How the hell do you know what Ben Adams sounds like?
Darling, same old, brand new you.
Okay, can I just say, that is such an underrated bop. That is like one of the boppingest songs of the 90s/noughties. Noughties, just in the noughties.
We all loved Ben Adams from A1.
I had a poster of Ben Adams on my wall when I was 10.
Exactly. He was the number one poster boy for our generation.
Yeah.
So the thought that he could be representing Norway singing Give That Wolf a Banana fills me with such joy. I can't even tell you.
I can't deal with this news. This episode is a lot better than last week. Dear listener, I apologize.
I actually love this, Jen. And I know, I get everything you're saying, and I'm with you. I hate the fact that this is going to be wheeled out as an example about why Eurovision's shit. But I actually don't think it's shit at all. I think it's really fun. And it's Ben Adams.
Look, I'm just trying to process Ben Adams. Because honestly, that was a surprise. And I don't know what to make of that. I don't feel about that. I'm just going to have to wait a little while before I give that wolf a banana, if you know what I mean. I also need to just run it past someone to ensure I'm not hallucinating. But yeah, don't get me wrong. I actually do really like it. I like the song. I'm going to get down, but I'm telling you now, I've just got a feeling I'm going to get quite annoyed and cynical about this, because the viral thing is like, they're just gunning for going viral, aren't they? That's their approach. This whole, we're not going to tell you who we are, and the silly song and the silly dance, and like, it's trying to hit all your social media angles. It's got TikTok angle. It's got mainstream Norwegian news angle, incredibly. It's got like various other angles. So the cynic in me doesn't want to like it, because I like to be contrary. Lara said it.
And you know what? Their social media campaign for this, they are copying all the other people's dances. So they're like, they're doing like viral things where they get into the music videos of all the other contestants who are popular. Like there's a video of them dancing, doing the Chanel dance and all that sort of stuff. And actually, this is the second dance breakdown of Eurovision.
We've waited so long and now we've had two.
One has somebody miming a banana being shoved into their head, and the other has
the
split.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, so I can actually get your point. I think this will begin to grate, but in the moment,
and the thing is, when it comes on at the final, because it will qualify for the final, I'll probably get down. I'll be annoyed if it gets like third place. Actually, well, there's only two I like. I'll be annoyed if it gets second place.
Well, anything above fourth, and I'll make some money.
No, you didn't. This is your bet.
Yeah.
Gertrude Ann.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question.
I'm slightly dreading what you're going to say here. Don't do that face. Don't stop it. So she's doing Dr. Evil hands. I can't stop it.
Jennifer. Do you think Norway Subwoofer, Give That Wolf a Banana, is better or worse than Greece, Die Together?
It's worst. It's definitely worst. What are you going to say? I just stop doing Dr. Evil hands. You're doing it again. Stop doing the Dr. Evil hands. Go on.
I think it's better.
No, you don't. Are you joking? This is what I was worried about.
Now it's going to be at the beginning of the podcast and you're going to be so angry.
thinking? You've lost the plot, darling. We've only had Grease on for about a second. It's been on for two songs. You refer to yourself as a connoisseur of taste.
That's what others say, darling.
Who says that?
Well, there we've come to the end. Seven songs. It's been a roller coaster. And we have two new songs as our winners, as our current champions. Jen has Grease, Amanda Gianford, Die Together. And I have potentially Ben Adams, but it's Subwoofer, Give That Wolf a Banana for Norway. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Whew, it's been a ride.
I've really enjoyed today's song selection. It's been absolutely bopping. So well done. Yes. Can't wait for next week's Dirge Fest.
I know. Played my hand again. Please get in touch with us and let us what you think. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at For Better For Verse. The podcast is available everywhere. Probably listening on Spotify.
You must inject some enthusiasm into this, or I'm going to have to start doing it again.
The podcast is available on Spotify.
And all major streaming platforms. Also, we're potentially entering an advertising deal with a mattress company. So if you could follow us on Twitter and also buy a mattress.
We also have our bops playlist, which we've completely ignored. Tune in next week for Meghan Markle's hair, a spaghetti western, and one of the bookies' favourites.
All in one song.
Good night, Europe.
Good night, Europe.
Thank you for listening to the For Better For Verse podcast. Please get in touch on Twitter at For Better Verse and follow our playlist.